Did you hear them coloreds are at it again in the ghetto? They're killing each other off. That's damn good. Now we don't have to do it.
You hear that, man? That's exactly what's going on, man.
Tell them what time it is, Mike.
Oh, man, these people don't know what the hell's going on out here and shit, man. You know, I remember when we first got started, dude. When we first got together, you know, the Crips first got together, I think we was supposed to go out there and get the chips. You know, that's when Gardena was all white. And anytime a black go over to the neighborhood, it was this white gang called the Chips. He's beating brothers up. So we all got together and shit. Formed this thing called the Crips and went out in Gardena and kicked a little ass, you know? That's at the time he was having Bon Tom Cross record hops and shit, you know? So we went up to one of Bon Tom Cross record hops and shit, all of us and shit. And there was another gang called Park Boy. One of the guys was loaded off some Red Devils and shit. And Crips stepped on the shoe and they got to fighting. The loaded dude was turning around beating the Crip up real bad. And so we had to come to his defense. So we wind up beating the brother down. So I think that's how we got off key. Start beating up on our own race and shit. We never meant for it to go like this here. All of us to turn around and start jumping on each other and shit like this here. But somehow, some way, it got out of hand and shit, you know. At that time it was West Side, East Side, Compton. You know, we had a little saying though. The Crips don't die, they multiply. Somehow we multiply like a motherfucker. I didn't think that it'd ever go like this here and shit. You know? But you know, I'm just tired of seeing all these little bitty niggas out here turn around shooting at each other and shit, trying to get a big old name for each other and shit. Niggas need to get out and try to help one another and try to be a